Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Toto celebrating the removal of Taiwan Walker from the Phillies rotation after tonight.
He wasn't bad.
No, he wasn't. He really wasn't.
Credit where due. Taiwan was all right.
But we know where it would have headed.
Yeah, it was not going to last, yes.
I mean, it's a miracle, man. He pitched better than Aaron Nola. Imagine that.
He's allowed to get his ring now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. he gets the ring. All right. Hope you're having a great start to your Thursday morning. We got a lot this segment, including life advice with the Hammer, Belichick with a statement yesterday, and more. Let's listen to Howie Roseman, because he was on with Rich Eisen yesterday on a national outlet and talking about Jalen. This is pretty cool. Jalen, after the Super Bowl, meaning not like, you know, the day after the Super Bowl, but the concept of Jalen attacking a new season with the Super Bowl under his belt. Here's Howie Roseman with Rich Eisen.
What do you think he's going to look like or come across like in a way now that he's got a trophy in the case together with you, Howie?
Yeah, Jalen's had an unbelievable start to his career. Maybe one of the most process-oriented people I've ever met. And when you're that process-oriented, it doesn't change by success. You continue to do the things that have made you successful and look for ways to increase your level of being successful. And that's everything I've seen for Jalen in this offseason. He's here every day. He's working extremely hard to continue to improve. And that's really what we're all trying to do here. We're trying to get better. You know, we understand that it's hard to win championships in the NFL. And, you know, for us, picking later in the draft, having less resources than we do, we got to all do a better job. You know, we got to continue to find ways to find edges to compete at a championship level. And that's the goal.
That is the goal.
This is so amazing. Think about this concept. We have a quarterback here who was just the MVP of the Super Bowl. And because he's process driven, you know, yeah, the way he computes all of this, he's going to keep doing things the way he has and add to that process because it's worked so far.
Yeah, not be a fat cat and keep attacking. And that's
the point, yeah, is he's here. Yeah. And he follows that up with saying he's here. He's doing the off-season program, essentially. I can't tell you how rare that is in today's NFL, and I'm just assuming it's not normal.
Today's NFL based on 20 years ago with you?
The fat cat, yeah.
Ben, is that what today's NFL is?
Cat.
John's experience 20 years ago? I can't tell you based on my experience 20 years ago how rare that is today.
The fat cats don't show up for the offseason program. Joe doesn't know.
Well, I don't show up for the first program.
The young guys are there. The young guys are there because they have to be.
To prove something.
These OTAs, yeah, you know, they're mostly voluntary, you know, which means they want you there, except if you're Jalen Hurts. But Jalen shows up. Like, this is uncharted territory.
Listen, the guy's wired the right
way. He's
100%
getting
football.
All those, yeah, reps, yeah, in. He's still doing the OTAs. The starting quarterbacks, the starting everything, they're rarely there for these off-season events and for the workouts every day.
Yeah.
We've got our guy there all the time. But imagine the unity that creates. I've just never seen anything like this.
Well, we've seen something like it, but it's good that he's wired that way.
I haven't seen a star show up every day of the off-season. It's just not normal. It's not what you expect in the NFL, and we're lucky to have it.
No, listen, it's going to be fascinating to see Jalen, you know, post Super Bowl. I think he's going to get better. I do.
He absolutely.
I think he's
going
to get better.
He's working beyond work. He's actually deduced the best way to work at this. Yeah. You know, like the process, like how he's talking about. Sure. I have so much confidence
all right,
in
looks
where he's
like
going with
someone
it.
Not getting better is Belichick. So let's tackle this one real quick and then right back to the phones. Let's play the audio. We've played it a few times this week, but when his girlfriend interrupts the reporter who, or the, what do you call this person? The interview person who's interviewing Belichick for the CBS show Sunday Morning, which is a good show, by the way. This is a bizarre exchange. She's essentially off the main camera, but she's visible in a different camera. And this very odd thing happened broadcast on Sunday.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
That's off camera. Ben, that was off camera that she says that. You know what would have been amazing? If the reporter had not turned to his right and responded no back to her no, if he just stayed locked on Belichick.
Ignored her.
Ignored her. Because, like, I'm interviewing you, Bill Belichick. Right. I'm not speaking to her.
That came out way too easily for her.
Well, and they're saying apparently it happened many more than one time. But let me say this. Belichick's not happy now about the criticism. And he may have a point. Let me read you his statement yesterday. Belichick yesterday issued a statement. Here's what he wrote. I agreed.
Hold on. Here's what they wrote.
Thank you, John.
But here's what Bill Belichick released. I agreed to speak with CBS Sunday Morning to promote my new book, The Art of Winning, Lessons from My Life in Football. Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. Unfortunately, that expectation was not honored during the interview. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced, and I repeatedly asked the reporter, Tony, I don't know how to say his name, Dacopulli, I don't know how to say his name.
You nailed it.
Yeah. And I repeatedly expressed to the reporter and the producers that I preferred to keep the conversation centered on the book.
I think that's fair.
No, he might have a point, John. He really might. Here we go. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. She was not deflecting any specific questions or topic, but simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track. Some of the clips make it appear as though we were avoiding the question of how we met, but we have been open about the fact that Jordan and I met on a flight to Palm Beach in 2021. The final 8-minute segment does not reflect the productive 35-minute conversation we had, which covered a wide range of topics related to my career. Instead, it presents selectively edited clips and stills from just a few minutes of the interview to suggest a false narrative that Jordan was attempting to control the conversation, which is simply not true. John, your reaction.
Okay. I think that's fair. I think he and Jordan have made really good points. And that if the interview was supposed to be specifically about the book.
Which CBS denies, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
No limitation.
Like, CBS agrees to that interview when they can't.
CBS am a devotee news? Of that show. Mm-hmm.
I love that show.
Okay.
Might be the best show on TV.
It is. Yeah. And when those people get interviewed on that show, they're asked about everything.
Yeah, there's no way.
I mean, I'm sorry.
So I tend to think you're right that they didn't agree to it. Here's the trapdoor I think that happened. And this is on the Belichick end, and he's probably really ticked at this group. I think the publisher, Simon & Schuster, did not properly convey to CBS his wishes that it be only about, quote, the book. I think Belichick told the publisher, and the publisher did him dirty by going to CBS and not drilling it down, is my guess.
He might not have known that they were, maybe he never
watched. He's saying I told my publisher.
Yeah. Well,
what do we know happened between the publisher and CBS?
Here's what I think happened. She, from the reported behavior of her in that interview, like she stormed out once. To CBS, it became
the story.
Her.
Yeah.
Of course.
It became the story. Yeah. So that's on her.
I agree.
And Bill. But, you know, I watch that show all the time.
Yeah.
All those interviews encompass everything.
Yeah, but the one thing is we don't know when parameters, we as a viewer can't possibly know when parameters are put on what those parameters were.
And,
I assume that happens from time to time.
And Joe, here's what I will tell you. You know, for 25 years, I booked guests for Angelo.
Yep.
And, you know, some people would say, I don't want to talk about this. Now, if it was a major story, I'd be like, well, you can't come on and not talk about
it.
No
question.
But there will be certain things, and I'd go, okay, I have to run it by Ange. And, you know, those things are talked about.
Discussed or sometimes even understood.
Here's CBS wouldn't blindside an interview because they would never get them again.
That's right.
So, I mean, to me, it's always easy after the fact for somebody like Belichick, because they don't look like how a story looked, to say, we told them we weren't going to talk about that. Well, then they wouldn't have asked about it. They're professionals.
Again, I'm just going to say my theory is Belichick communicated it to the publicist and the publicist did not communicate it to CBS. That's my theory.
I also didn't realize he met her when she was like 20 or 21.
Yeah.
Based on that.
So they're also trying to.
Even more credit to Belichick.
Yeah, I would go the other way, buddy. I could not be further from you on this.
He said my personal professional relationship with her. What professional relationship is there?
She's his publisher.
Well, the whole thing
she's
is.
Kind of she's a catch all.
I believe there's a word for it. Affairs. It's icky.
Thank you, James.
I don't know that word, but fair enough. What does it begin with? Oh, the word's icky?
Icky. It's icky. Okay. The whole thing
I think you're
is
saying
icky.
The word. The
no,
word.
I'm saying the word that I think of when it's icky.
I got you. All right, to the phones we go. John and Manioc right now. John, good morning.
What up, man? You know, you have such a good variety show, and I wanted to talk about so many topics, and I'm just going to avoid the Belichick thing because I agree. It's icky, man. I just don't want to hear this. I want to think of him as the great, you know, defensive mind and an NFL innovator. I don't want to think of him as this dude dating someone that's like, you know, way young. So let me move on for a second here. The Flyers, they have a legitimate chance to get a top four pick, and then you have Edmonton and Avalanche picks. This is the year. I'm with Rhea. You got to go get some young talent around Michkov and then give him a few years to grow. That'll be fun to watch, but like, this is the time you got to go. Then maybe you can get a veteran or two to come in because you have young talent. As far as the Sidney Crosby versus Ovechkin thing, I'll tell you what. A lot of people in sports talk and in general, like they use the words best and greatest and top, and they're different. The best swimmer of all time is whoever has the current 50-yard freestyle record. I don't even know his name. The greatest swimmer of all time is Michael Phelps, full stop. You know what I mean? Like there's an internal thing. There's the external thing too. The records, the Wheaties boxes, the media stuff. So
I don't think the 50 matters, man. In swimming,
well, whoever the fastest,
I get your point.
Whoever,
I get your
the
point.
The record
John.
Holders are yeah. like all of Phelps' records are broken, but he's still the greatest swimmer of all time. He got kids into swimming. You know what I mean? Like he was a bigger force.
Sure.
Ovechkin. What a lot of people don't know about Ovechkin, he's very close of getting the all time hit record. So like, talk about longevity. While
wait, what does hit mean? Hits delivered.
Hits. NHL hits. He's going to
they track that.
Still have the most gold. He's almost the most goals and the most hits. Which think about how long you.
Well,
play.
He's a physical player.
He doesn't back down from anybody.
That's amazing.
Well, you know what he really
does not back down.
You know what he really is? He's what Lindros. We hoped Lindros would be.
Yeah,
it's kind
exactly
of what
right.
he is.
Exactly right. Lindros was too. He got injured too often.
He got injured.
He's back in like a month.
But man, he was. I mean, Lindros
so
was so good.
Big E.
I mean,
the
he would step on there. The ice, and it was so exciting. My God.
I love it. But I was just going to say, last thing, just, you know, Trey, as long as you go 3-for-4, 4-for-4, I don't care. Make some errors as long as we win the game. The bullpen, I've been saying it on your station for a month. I don't know how you go from Kimbrel getting knocked out of the playoffs, Carlos Estevez walk-off grand slam to be out of the playoffs, and then you come back with a Jordan Romano off the trash heap. Go out, get a legitimate closer at the deadline, get Mason Miller, put an end to this nonsense, and the most overrated thing, obviously, is lobster, because anything you need to dip in butter – it's not that good.
I don't take lobster either. John, always good hearing from you.
I don't like lobster that much.
I love lobster.
Love lobster.
I'll take crab over lobster any day. I'll take scallops over lobster any day. I like lobster.
I love lobster.
I like lobster less
I think all
than
those things are great.
Shellfish.
I don't put butter on my lobster.
I don't either.
I put lemon.
Same.
Lemon.
You and
I would take crab over linguine from a strip club any day.
Forgot about that one. Were you here that day?
Yes. I was here.
Oh, my God.
I sure was.
I mean, strip club takeout. You know, it's, sometimes the guy's got to do what a guy's got to do. All right, coming up in a...
About that the whole way home.
I heard from a lot of people amazing. About that one. I really did. All right, life advice with the hammer up ahead in 1 minute.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. We've seen their operation. We've done our show from PDQ headquarters. the people, the technology. It's just so impressive. So if you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the Camel?
The hammer.
I'm an idiot.
You know, one thing that strikes me real quick before we really fully crank up life advice, the Belichick thing, just reflecting back on it, one of the big elements of it, I think, that's been under-discussed is how much this is going to really hurt his chances to get back in the NFL if he wanted to.
Oh, I think he's done.
I think he's done too. Hmm. Like, he may have been, I want to go to North Carolina for 7 years and coach their guy. He may have been, I want to coach, for a year. I want to get back in the NFL and break Shula's record. But, John, Shula's record is a monster.
I don't know
monster.
That this impact.
Oh, it does.
Oh, yeah, I think it definitely does.
There's so many people.
Who wants this running around the organization? Like, yeah. Who wants Jordan Hudson as, like, one of the five most important people in your organization? Like,
they know
no way.
He can coach them to victories. They know that his defensive mind can win games in the NFL.
Yeah, but, John, 2 years in a row, no one hired him.
I understand.
Two in a row.
I understand. If... We need to see what it looks like at UNC. We need to see what those defenses can do. And that's what translates. I don't care about the personal stuff. I guarantee owners, if the proof on the field is good enough.
Owners care about the
personal
stuff.
They're going to take a risk.
Owners, because the
and
personal
especially if that risk is Bill Belichick.
No, but the personal stuff is, are you going to be a pain in the ass to me? And, my
and am I going to have to deal with this?
Right.
Is this going to cause problems in my organization?
Right.
Are these going
to
be stories?
Went down to the fifth round.
Yeah, like,
so
people don't want
to
deal with it.
And by the way, how about North Carolina? They had that deal set up for Hard Knocks.
Yeah, and she supposedly derailed it.
And that apparently cost them, what, $250,000?
Yep.
I mean...
Yeah, it's big business.
That's
They're
not good,
used
man.
Used to that.
All right, life advice is brought to us by and it's just Shula. I mean, so it's really going to be Andy versus Shula. Does Andy retract down Shula? Does he want to?
I think he does.
Look, man, he's not that far away. He's a couple seasons. Andy Reid can hold the record. That is amazing. Life advice with the hammer brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. They're great people, do wonderful work. MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need help with today?
We got a doozy this week.
God.
Like maybe as much of a doozy as we've ever had. Are you ready? Here we go.
No, I'm not.
Well, get ready. This is your segment. Cardinal Blue Jay on Twitter tweets in.
Well, get a new name.
Okay. I'm assuming it's a fake name and really assuming it once I read this. All right, here we go. I've been dating this girl for a little while now. She lives with her mom. When I stay over for the night, let's just say one time the mom asked me to visit her too.
Hold on. Stayed over and the mom asked to visit her too.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Okay.
Now it's become a weekly thing. I want to end it with the mom and be honest with the girl, but how do I present this without ruining both relationships? Help me, Hammer.
All right, I need you to all refrain from commenting until I'm done playing the drops, okay? Here we go. Here's my response.
Bang! Bang!
And that is life advice with the Hammer. That's it. I'm done. That's my advice. That's it. Can't do better than that.
Oh, man.
That's it. Am I wrong?
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's the segment.
James, you like that one?
It was really good.
Was that a creative answer?
Jimmy really liked that one.
Yeah.
I was not expecting it. That really caught me off guard.
Hey, what do you want me to tell you? Look.
No. I want you to tell him no. Yeah. I want you to tell him stop it. Run. It's unbelievably wrong.
Yeah, it's a disaster. I really don't quite know what to say. If you tell your girlfriend, then she's going to have a heck of a problem with her mom.
There's just nothing that you can do now. Like, well, this is... there's no way out.
There's something you can do.
Honestly, I think what you have to do is just break up with the girlfriend and never tell her why, never mention it, just move on. But you have to break up with her and move on.
Well, it's a very easy situation. If you don't care about the girlfriend, then, you know. I mean, I'm not saying
it seems like he does, but I don't know how much you can care about the girlfriend when you're doing that. You know what I mean? Like on a real level.
If you don't care about the girlfriend, you cheat. You break up on the girlfriend and then you get with the mom.
Oh no, no, because
that way you haven't cheated. You've gone daughter mom.
Don't.
And then you get back with the daughter.
Just stop.
And you get to the mom.
Stop doing what you're doing.
No.
Ray, name the movie. 1970s.
Graduate.
Correct.
Isn't it 69?
I don't know what that is.
1969, The Graduate. The movie came out in 1960. You said 70s.
I was immediately thinking of that.
I see where your mind went. Yeah. 1969 is the year The Graduate came out, yes.
Listen, Mrs. Robinson had it going on. Nothing like the daughter. Daughter was an all-timer. With that, Life Advice with the Hammer, we shut it down.
My God.
Create a funny answer.
That was great. I thought you crushed
Very
it.
Very funny.
Phenomenal job.
Inherently wrong,
I have one guy that told me he did that one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
One guy. He told me he got with the girlfriend's mom. One guy told me that.
I've heard some awful stuff. Yeah. Really? I mean, like about family members.
Oh well, hold on. If you're talking about the I word, let's not talk about that.
The what?
The I word.
No. No, but you know, right?
Okay. Yeah. Sisters. We don't want to make jokes about that.
What we just heard was. Yeah. Girlfriend and her mother.
Yeah. Opportunity knocks.
Girlfriend and sister, extended family. Yeah. Like, that stuff is just, man.
Twins.
Out of pocket. That's awful.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Can't imagine.
Unless it's not.
Just.
If it's age appropriate. If they're age appropriate, they're twins.
Still, it's still
like
awful.
The Sorrell sisters in Cruel Intentions too? Holy
what
hell.
What are you talking about?
Wait, hold on.
Cruel Intentions, the Sorrell sisters.
Not only is he talking about a second Cruel Intentions, but he's actually got the characters' names.
Yeah, No. The actress's names.
You know the actress's names.
Yes, the Sorrell sisters.
Just as bad.
Yeah,
trust
this
me.
Is bad. Cruel Intentions, too. Was the first Cruel Intentions with Ryan Phillippe?
Yeah, of course.
And Reese.
And Selma Blair,
friend
Reese.
Friend of the show,
and,
Ryan Phillippe.
Right, and also, forget her the other name, but the other famous actress. But anyway, it was a great cast, and then there was two. And two
I did was, not know that there was two.
Yeah, two was horrible.
Probably not as good.
John, no idea there was two.
The Sorrell sisters? Let me tell you something, God. Man.
I've never heard of the Sorrell sisters.
Going to leave it right there. Going to leave it right there.
A little horny hammer.
That's...
Can't wait.
Horny Hammer. There's a nickname that has not been spoken.
Come on, man.
It's been implied. It's not been spoken.
How do we?
Are you going to write that one down? Horny Hammer?
Ben, I wasn't.
It just flows. It's too good.
I wasn't going to say it, but now I feel like it's time.
Okay.
All right. And you, Ben, I think will know who this person is. And James, I think you will. And Rhea, you may. Mm-hmm. John's going to have no clue. Ben, did you see that, and I'm not making it up, real person, Mets fan Seymour Wiener died this week?
No!
You know, James, so they always honor that guy, Seymour Wiener? Goes to all the Mets games?
Yeah.
Guy died.
The Mets
put out a social media post in memory of Seymour Wiener. Guy was like 100 years old.
Wow.
Go to all the Mets games. Guy died.
That's
That was his
bad.
Name.
You shouldn't be laughing when someone died.
No, but I mean, the Mets.
A hundred years old. Yeah. You know,
the Mets knew what they were doing, putting that statement.
Yeah,
out.
I mean, imagine living 100 years with that.
It was around 100.
What a good point, Ben. 100 years of that.
That's just torture.
Oh man,
Irvin, ready. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, hit in the air, right field, pretty deep. Going back, turning, looking, and that is gone. And Kyle Schwarber goes down and gets one on an 0-2 pitch. And it's a three-run home run here in the bottom of the first as once again Schwarber strikes first.
I'm still... Oh, here we go. The Graduate. Ha, Ben, as a hardcore baseball guy,
mm-hmm.
do you know the original intention was for Mickey Mantle's name to be said in this instead of Joe DiMaggio?
Really?
But it didn't fit the rhythm.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Because you think about it, these guys were more growing up in the Mickey Mantle era.
Yeah, with Mantle,
of course. Yeah.
And it just didn't fit the rhythm, the syllables, whatever it would be, the cadence. So they switched it to Joe DiMaggio. Where have you gone?
That's a fun fact.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we're going to get to George Wendt on whether he... Matter of fact, let's do it right now. George Wendt on whether... If you interpret it the way I did, we're cutting this down. In his birthday greeting to me on Cameo, whether he read Richie's name and was like, I don't know that guy, so I'm not going to comment or not. That was the impression I had, John. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I got nothing but love for you. You play in the Super Bowl. You're on all these good teams.
I think you're really imagining a scenario that no one else imagined.
This is exactly how I interpret it. He's reading stuff that Amy had written. He gets to your name, and then he skips over it. Let's hear George Wendt.
Oh, my gosh. Morning sports guy on Philly Sportsnet. Wow. Hello. You are royalty, dude. So you're the Cliff Clavin of sports, apparently. And Joe is... wait, his partner. Hang on. Okay. You're known as the Hammer.
Does move right past it. Right? It's like, your partner, okay.
Yeah, I think he didn't recognize Sean's name and just said, I'll move on to the next thing. I mean, how can you interpret it any other way?
I have a theory. Maybe that it was your birthday greeting, so he didn't want to include anybody else's name except for yours.
Could be.
He also, like, I wouldn't expect him to know who John Ritchie is. Like, I think you're making it this thing where it's like, why would you think that...
Who's a comp to John 20 years ago? Let's just think about that. Who would be from not an Eagle.
Like Lorenzo Neal?
Maybe a little more recent. Famous? Yeah. A little more
I think
recent.
Lorenzo Neal was maybe a little more famous than John.
And doesn't have to be a fullback. Just who would be...
Allstott?
No, he's
way
more famous.
More famous. Yeah. Too famous.
No offense, John.
No offense, John.
John, no. It's all good.
I don't know.
I think this idea that he didn't recognize my name. Yes, he did not recognize my name. He should not recognize
my
name.
I disagree, John.
You are imagining something... Here, I think he was trying to read something for your benefit.
Yeah, but
and then he comes to a different name and he's kind of confused. He's trying to, you know, make it special for you. He doesn't want to say me.
Could be. I just think of George Wendt as football fan because of the Bears. Mm. So I just figured he would know
because
John Ritchie.
Because he played a character. You think he knows every player on every team?
Plus, is you know one of his best friends pitched for the Boston Red Sox. So,
Do you think your favorite guy from West Wing actually was the president?
He was not, but you know who will be. Let's go to Jordan in Princeton.
Jordan in Princeton, I agree, could have a shot at being president.
Trivia question: it's not Princeton, it's Trenton. Who found out? I think that he was going to become president. It's either the president or the nomination. Found out when he was at the Trenton Country Club.
Which is a very nice place, by
the way. It is a very nice place.
I've been to a wedding
Who found out that... I think he'd either won the election or won the nomination.
Thomas Jefferson.
No. You should be able to get this because he was the governor of New Jersey. He's golfing, and they're like, yo, you're the guy.
Hmm.
Nothing? Last century?
Huh?
About Woodrow Wilson?
I didn't know he was the governor of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
He went
that's why I'm thinking Jordan and Princeton. He was the head of Princeton.
Ah, gotcha. I knew the Princeton thing. That jives not
brief,
who you're saying
it. A brief stop at the mansion as the governor of Jersey, and then he was the president. All right, Jordan and Princeton. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, I live right along the trail that Washington took the troops to the Battle of Princeton, which was the starting point of the Revolutionary War. I'm actually only about a mile from the house where Washington and Hamilton met the night before the battle to plan strategy. How's that?
That's great. Hmm.
This is a hell of a show this morning. I mean, we are all over the map. And I think the SEC.
We are.
The
Sorrell sisters.
Oh, my goodness. Amy from Villanova doesn't live with her mother, does she?
She does not.
I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. I mean, I got to hit on a couple of things. Rapid fire. Lobster and shellfish. If you have to put butter on it, you're getting poor quality seafood. I know the Phillies, but what I really know is Michelin star dining. And I can tell you the right seafood does not need butter. So people that don't like lobster or langoustine, they're just getting the wrong stuff.
Tell them, Jordan.
Amen.
Thank you. Ben Davis.
Yes.
Great work in the booth so far this year. I did have to buy a wider screen TV for your jawline, though. So,
that's funny. That is funny.
I had a chance to make a nice upgrade there, so I appreciate that. My wife, I was able to convince her. I got to shout out James Seltzer, the best music guy, probably the best producer in sports radio, but easily the best music guy. Eminence Front yesterday just gets me going. You know, I will take that at any time. What else? Oh, Wild
Fork. Great tune.
John Ritchie. John, can you call the Wild Fork people and get them to start shipping to Joe as part of his fitness routine? You know, it's health and exercise through food. Mm-hmm. So I think we got to get him a little bit there. And Joe, I think you've got a great opportunity for the Joe DeCamera annual Memorial 5K to come out of this competition. I think you can take your newfound love of fitness and turn it into an event and raise some money for something you care about. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. I mean, it's something
can
to consider.
Walk the 5K?
He can walk. Hey, as long as he shows up and raises the money, mm-hmm. people will take your check no matter what you do.
Yeah,
right?
But now I'm pumping iron. This isn't just walking, man. I'm, you know,
well, we'll do like a Tough Mudder or something like that.
I mean, my spotter yesterday said he had a tap out because he said it was too heavy
for
him.
Oh, that makes sense. Can you think you could squat like with Jalen?
I don't do the squats.
No. Oh, okay.
I need to, though. Squats are my least favorite. I
can't.
Can you
imagine Joe?
No one likes squats, man. No one likes squats.
I like squats.
Did you really?
Hell yeah.
I hate it.
I love squats.
And Ben, respect for you as a catcher, because that's nothing but squatting, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys do it. I mean, 200 times a game, up and down,
that's
up and down, up and down.
Yeah. And I can't imagine that.
And that's when you weren't going to one knee for the whole game. Now these guys are on one knee.
Is it a lot easier?
It's a lot easier.
I like Ben just called him weak.
No, they're not weak. It's just a lot easier.
I'm just joking. No
way. Is it harder to throw from?
Are your knees now bad from doing that?
No, knock on wood. My knees are great.
In the world
wow, that's
you
amazing.
That?
You're really lucky with that.
Yeah.
I think so. Are you like
I think it's
one
just
of.
Because it's something I've done my whole life.
Mm. Yeah. But all the other catchers, when you talk to them, when you talk to guys who've caught as much as you have, are they just.
Yeah, some guys are banged up. Yeah.
You're lucky, man. Yeah. You're a mutant to be able to come out the
I
other
am lucky.
End of that.
I am very lucky. I will tell
and
you
are
that.
A mutant.
Hey, Jordan, give me a big answer for who or what is overrated. I still feel like there's a winning answer out there that hasn't been said.
My last comment is I'm just really happy that Bill Belichick found his Yoko Ono. We can all be pleased that someone's going to come in and take the spotlight and make this guy look like a moron and ruin his legacy, right? That's a really wonderful move on his part. Overrated. I'm saying this from a very personal perspective. Jennifer, my wife, I'm sorry. You know it's my opinion. Theme parks. I just got back from Disney and Universal. Disney's okay. Universal's gross. Theme parks in general, they're expensive. They're crowded. They're gross. Way overrated. Done.
All right.
I think Disney's
I'm gonna disagree.
Pretty nice. Like, as
I don't
far
know
as
Disney,
theme
but
parks go,
other stuff I've enjoyed.
I really like them. Yeah. Well, you don't even like
no,
roller
but,
coasters.
But I mean, I've been to a few things. I've been to Sesame
Would you say you're
place.
Afraid of roller coasters?
Yes, I'm absolutely afraid. 1,000%.
Yeah, I don't like roller coasters.
But I've been to Hershey Park. I've been to the one.
Love
what's
Hershey
the,
Park.
Did
what's
you
the
ride
one by Williamsburg?
The Super Duper Looper?
Yeah, I did it one time. We'll don't do it again.
Great Adventure?
Is that the one?
There's Great Adventure. There's Dorney Park.
What's the one at Williamsburg?
I don't know.
I've been to that one.
Oh, that's
Busch Gardens.
Yeah, Busch Gardens.
Yeah, I've been to that Busch one. Gardens. Like, I mean, to me, even if you don't get on the big rides,
have you been
fun.
To Wild Water Kingdom at Dorney?
No.
Man,
haven't.
I really, really
that was
loved
the best.
Those.
Me too.
And I love the parks.
Look,
especially
the parks
when they got
are
the
bad.
Water
answer.
And the rides.
Yeah. So, I'm crossing that out.
There's no way I'm getting in water with. Thousands of other people.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Take lots of chlorine in there.
I liked it.
Okay.
Extra chlorine.
Man, people
it
survive.
Was, man.
No one dies.
Burn
yeah.
No.
Yeah, we're all good.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question. Let's all weigh in ourselves how we would personally vote. Then we'll see how John does on the audience, how they're doing. Which playoffs have you been enjoying more? James, NBA, NHL, or not watching either or either?
I've watched more NBA, and I've enjoyed what I've watched, but I haven't been, like, fully locked in.
Okay, Ben, what about you?
Neither.
Okay, I figured that. You also had the baseball games. Like, you were very occupied during that time.
Last night in the newsroom, I said, there's the Golden State game was on. I said, oh, the NBA finals are on?
Oh, man.
They're like,
get this guy.
No, no.
All right, Rhea, not. NBA, NHL, or neither?
NBA.
Okay, Richie?
Jeez. I'm guessing
No, what are you personally?
Oh, NBA for me.
Yeah, I'm NBA too. And I think the NBA's gotten off to a great start with the playoffs. Great start.
Yeah.
Now, I will watch the NHL playoffs.
Well, the NHL playoffs are fantastic.
The Stanley Cup, I will watch that.
No one tries harder, man.
I know.
A shift in an NHL playoff game.
It's amazing.
It is as all out. A shift, every shift. Mm-hmm. Every player, every shift is as all out as can be. Reminds you a lot of Trey Turner playing defense, but you know. You know, Ben Simmons working on his jump shot.
Oh, my God.
All right, John, how do you think people voted?
I'm gonna guess people are so fed up with NBA. Even though the NBA has been kind of entertaining, they're fed up to some degree. So they're going to vote hockey on that front. And hockey has such an allegiance. It's close to 50-50. So
it's 50, nowhere close to 50. Nothing here is close to 50-50.
All right.
So first off,
70% NBA?
Neither. Not into either. I'm a rhymer. Like Seuss was a
nope
doctor.
Nope.
Good try.
Neither 61%. So
jeez,
61% not digging either sport. 30% say the NHL. 9% say the NBA.
Well, that's very
that's horrible.
Aggressively but, holding a grudge.
But notable that nationally, NBA ratings are up. So maybe there's some depression here because of the Sixers stink. And that's, probably, you know, reasonable.
Yeah.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
A drama-free night for our Fightins. Four in a row. Now, not saying that they're back, but, and I know it's the Nationals, but it is a step in the right direction.
I agree with that. That's absolutely true.
Hey, Joe, it's great to hear that you're working out. In fact, yesterday I saw you doing your walk workout. I just couldn't understand. Why were you carrying a pizza? Time's yours.
I do feel bad. Sometimes I'll stop and get some naughty food. But I'm actually doing better with that. I'm really watching what I eat.
Sometimes this summer, I want to sit down and have a real conversation of where you guys think Bryce Harper ranks among the best in the league today. Active players, top 5, top 10, top 20. So I'm looking at the numbers. He doesn't even crack the top 50 for me. He's very mediocre to below average. He's not performing, especially for what he's making.
Well, this year he hasn't been, but I'll say this. Entering this year, I certainly would have put him in the top 10. He might not be top 5, but I feel really confident, particularly based on his October success. Very confident with him in the top 10.
Why can't this conversation take place? John Middleton speaking. Trey, good to see you. We pay you a heck of a lot of money to be our shortstop. To be blunt, you've got concrete hands. You are going to play the outfield. I hope you take this well. I don't think you're going to sit out with all the money that we're paying you.
So I couldn't really understand anything the guy said. What was he saying? It was bad audio.
He was basically saying that John Middleton's going to tell Trey Turner to move the outfield.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe after the year,
I
but
mean, you know. You feel like that's doable, right?
I do, yeah.
I don't know why it's not.
I think he could make the – I mean, he's done it before. He'd be fine out there, I think.
I don't know why it's
just
like
not going to happen.
Part of the
problem, though, is moving
not gonna happen.
Johan Joe Jackson Rojas out of center field.
You really guys think that would be a problem?
Headed to the Hall of Fame now.
Shoeless Johan, is that what we're calling him now?
Yeah, I mean, this guy, man, knocking the cover off the ball like that, that Roy Hobbs. And with that, time's yours, we shut it.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Dan, you said earlier that Schwarber's one of your top five favorite Phils in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your five.
Mike Schmidt, Darren Dalton, Juan Samuel, Jimmy Rollins, Kyle Schwarber.
That was quick. He was ready for that.
Yeah. Seltz, how about you? Your favorite five Phillies of your lifetime.
Man, I'm not as ready as Ben. Mike Schmidt is definitely on there. He's my favorite as a kid. Dutch is definitely on there as well. Chase would be on there. Honestly, I mean, like, I felt like Bryce was getting there. He might still be there. And I think I would probably put Jimmy in there as well.
Rhea, what about you?
Carlton.
Yep.
Dutch. J-Roll was my favorite, I think. But J-Roll and Ryan Howard, I loved them on that team. And I would have to say Kyle Schwarber's inching into that that fifth spot. He's just, I just have such trust in him. I really do.
I do too.
And I like him. He's just a very likable character.
So for me, Lenny's my number one.
Of course he is.
Yeah, I mean.
It's aged well.
It's all adding up.
Probably Lenny, Dutch. I mean,
I understand you Schmitty, so much more.
Schmitty. Probably my favorite on the 08 Phillies was Victorino. I just loved the guy.
It's great.
He had so much heart and spunk. Yeah. And then if I had to pick a fifth, let's go with Steve Jeltz.
Jeltzy.
What?
I'm joking. I don't know. All right, we got to quickly come up with a winning answer for who or what is overrated. Frankly, I got to tell you, I think the audience came up a little small today on this one. So, weddings were said, meaning spending so much money on weddings. Reasonable answer. The NBA, although how rated is it? I don't know. Two items of food that I thought were interesting, caviar and lobster. Beat the Hammer was said.
I love
record, yeah. The Beat the Hammer record, I believe, was
okay.
The answer.
Take it for what it's worth. I mean, things like social media and theme parks aren't going to... Titanic, if you want to consider that. John, what are you thinking?
I thought the Beat the Hammer record was...
Yeah, yep. I think it's clearly the Beat the Hammer record. It just jumps off the page.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's a disgrace. I mean...
Take caution in your tone.
You know? I mean, fine. That's the way you feel, then be a fool. Just know this. Last week, when I went 5 for 5, I mean, what are you going to do with that? I mean, what are you going to do? But, okay, fine. You want to be a hater, be a hater. Hey, everyone, so who wins here? That's Dan. Dan's a butthead. Hey.
Hate Did not guy. Expect to hear that on my bingo card guy. Today.
Dan, the next time, you know what you should do.
You should keep your mouth shut.
All right. We'll have a enjoy the Phils later on, guys. Have a great rest of the day.